The U.S. Supreme Court ruled that the federal government may have to pay millions of dollars in damages to the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission after a U.S. Army Corps of Engineer-operated dam chronically flooded agency property. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports.
The Black River, a tributary to the White, flows from southeastern Missouri into northeastern Arkansas. The Arkansas Game and Fish Commission in the late 1950s began to purchase hardwood habitat along the river to both provide top-quality waterfowl hunting in eastern Arkansas, as well as preserve critical wintering habitat to thousands of migratory birds, including neotropicals. The bottomland forest features a wealth of oak trees, nuttall, pin, and water oaks, as well as bald cypress, tupelo, and willow grow along the sloughs that drain the area. Today, the 23,000-acre Dave Donaldson Black River Wildlife Management Area spans Clay, Randolph, and Greene counties, the largest contiguous timber parcel like it on the upper Mississippi alluvial valley. But starting back in 1993 and over the next 6 years, portions of the preserve were flooded by a U.S. Army Corps of Engineer-operated dam built 40 years earlier upstream on Clearwater Lake. In 2005, the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission sued the U.S. government for damages. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers was the named defendant, but the U.S. Department of Justice argued the case. It eventually reached the U.S. Supreme Court, and earlier this month, the court ruled in the state commission's favor. James Goodhart is general counsel for the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission.
During the years between 1993 through 1999, caused significant damage to the timber. We had protested the flooding. The Corps eventually in 2001 ceased the water deviating from the dam and returned back to their historical flow of the from the dam and into the Black River. And at that point, we discussed settling for the damages to do rehabilitation of the management area, and we were unfortunately unsuccessful getting the Corps to pay any damages.
Game and Fish first filed suit in U.S. Court of Federal Claims. That court found the Corps' actions had destroyed habitat and recreation opportunities and degraded more than 18 million board feet of timber. The court awarded Game and Fish $5.78 million, along with interest, court, and attorney's fees. The U.S. government appealed the case in federal circuit court, which overturned the award decision, saying the damage resulted from a temporal event.
The Federal Circuit Court of Appeals reversed because they held that under the Fifth Amendment to the Constitution that this was not a taking that was compensable because it had been in a temporary time period, approximately 6 years.
That takings clause under the Fifth Amendment regards the right of eminent domain for public projects like highways or parks, for which landholders are compensated. But the clause also stipulates that if state property sustains physical invasion, just compensation must be paid.
And we applied to the U.S. Supreme Court in November of last year. They granted our request for certiorari on April the 2nd of this year.
And so on December 4th, the U.S. Supreme Court, with one justice abstaining, ruled 8-0 in favor of the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission. A precedent.
We're pleased the Supreme Court ruled the way they did. They held that flooding of the nature that occurred in Arkansas over a six-year time period was compensable under our Fifth Amendment takings clause, and that is the way we had argued and believed it to be. The trial judge agreed and awarded the damages, and it's a victory for our agency and for landowners across the country that can be protected under our Constitution when damages that are not permanent in duration occur, but nevertheless are substantial and are worthy of being paid for, compensated by our government.
In the ruling, Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, writing for the court, stated that government acquisition or invasion of property can be a taking, even when temporary in nature, and that if the impact is severe enough, that can amount to a taking of property warranting just compensation. cause of the prolonged flooding on Arkansas state land can be traced to a Missouri member of Congress requesting that the Corps release excess water to aid Missouri soybean farmers on low-lying land near the dam. So when will Arkansas Game and Fish Commission see its $5.78 million compensatory award?
As it stands, the Supreme Court remanded to the Federal Circuit to address remaining issues that the United States had raised regarding the trial decision. Our agency also raised a cross appeal to ask for additional damages of $5 million more additional damages for needed rehabilitation, replanting, reforestation, so to speak, of our management area. So those remaining issues have to be addressed by the Federal Circuit, and then hopefully the judgment will be upheld and, frankly, will be increased.
But with this Supreme Court decision, says Arkansas Game and Fish Commission Counsel James Goodhart, downstream property owners should now be more confident the U.S. Constitution is working in their favor.
I think the decision means that landowners, and including public land that's natural resource protected land, can be better protected. Our government, in making decisions, will understand that before those decisions affect landowners, flood and take property, interfere with the uses of those properties, that those decisions will be done with proper investigation and minimize the kind of damage that can occur from flood control downstream flooding of land. And so from that standpoint, all landowners that are downstream of any dam or water control structure should feel relieved.
When queried, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers said it was unable to comment as the case is subject to continuing litigation. But a group of private landowners downstream from a Corps dam site along the White River who've been chronically flooded but don't wish to be identified on the record at this time are looking into a similar lawsuit. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
Hello, this is Robert Ginsberg, your host for Shades of Jazz, every Friday night from 10 till midnight. On this week's show, I will feature two very special CDs and two interviews to go along with that. Mr. Brad Henderson of Tulsa, Oklahoma, has a new CD, a Christmas jazz CD called Christmas Off the Charts. I'll interview Brad and we'll hear some of his music. And from Tahlequah, Oklahoma, Mr. Tommy Poole, who is the director of the Jazz Studies program there, he'll talk with me about the new recording from the NSU Jazz Ensemble called On Cue. We'll also hear music from Don Byron, Richard Whiteman, Houston Person, Paul Winter, and much more. That's Shades of Jazz, every Friday night from 10 till midnight.